So back to town we came for a little more practice. Coach Sullivan worked on his bench changing, and Coach Plunkett, well, he kept the kids from getting too overconfident. He had quite a message for them. So more practices, and you know, I always look forward to practices. I never knew what to expect. Sully never knew what to expect, and I'm not sure if Coach Plunkett knew what to expect until he got there, but they were always fun and never a dull moment. So things were falling into place pretty well. Everybody had their routine, and even the Gillises seemed to be adjusting to life in the big city. Carrie, how do you like Peterborough compared to Millbrook? I've been down to the city.
I gotta be somewhere where I can breathe.
Yeah, take a deep breath of that Millbrook air. And congratulations again, Carrie, on being named the team's most improved player. Who could argue with that? For a first-year Laker going on to be a dominant force, how many times do we see you explode out of that face-off circle with the ball? You went on to score a team-high 7 goals in the provincial championships. Great stuff. And how about that old convertible your dad drives around in? Wow, that's a museum on wheels. Larry, tell me about that sound system.
I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. Little loving dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas ripping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in.
Is it Pickup Millbrook?
And now a commercial word from the official bank of the Peterborough Lakers, First Citywide.
A lot of people don't realize that change is a two-way street. You can come to us with 16 quarters, 8 dimes, and 4 nickels. We can give you a $5 bill. Or we can give you 5 singles. Or 2 singles, 8 quarters, and 10 dimes. You'd be amazed at the variety of options you have.
I was driving through Pennsylvania on the tollway, and to save time, I was using the exact change lanes. I had just run out of quarters, and I was getting a bit nervous when I spotted a sign for a citywide branch at the next exit. Let me tell you, it's a pretty good feeling.
I have had people come in with wrinkled $10 bills who want new, crisp bills to put in birthday cards. And we can handle special requests like that, usually the same day.
I just returned from a business trip to London, and all the cash I had was a 5-pound note. Citywide wasn't able to convert it to dollars, but they did give me 4 guineas, 2 crowns, 4 shillings, and 10 pence.
All the time our customers ask us, how do you make money doing this? The answer is simple. Volume. That's what we do.
Next on the agenda was the Whitby tourney. Down the road to Whitby we go to meet our old nemesis, Whitby 1. Well, we squeaked by them 4-3 in the first game, went on to play Hamilton in the next game, and shut them out 12-0. Into the final we go against, again, Whitby 1, who had given us a lot of trouble in the first game. We come up with an 8-5 victory in the final to once again claim the championship honors. Scotty Eldridge with a big game in the final, goal and assist. And, Scotty, I'd like to congratulate you again on being named the most sportsmanlike player. Another fine choice. You know, Scotty, you are the epitome of sportsmanship. You just love to play. Win or lose, as Mr. Plunkett says, you always give your best, and that's what's most important. Hey, Scotty, win or lose, what's going to happen tomorrow for sure?
Sunrise come every morning. Sunrise come every morning. Sunrise come every morning.
Where does he get this stuff? Great choice, Scotty.